Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Lemons & Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now I hope everyone's had a really good week and they're up for a really cool interview today. Now I've got two lovely ladies from Lemons & Spa with me on the show today and they are called Lisa and Joe and they run the Art Cafe along Regent Street in Lemons & Spa. Now what's also very cool about the Art Cafe is that on the 25th of July we're going to be having our first live radio show there for my show on Radio Warwickshire. Now I caught up with Lisa and Joe and spoke a little bit about their events, about their entertainment they put on and about some of their lovely cake and coffee. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast and if you want to listen to more, links will follow after this. Take care. So I'm down at the Art Cafe, which is located just along Regent Street with the two lovely owners of the property. So if you just wouldn't mind just introducing yourselves and we can have a little general chat about the Art Cafe. Is that right?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, cool. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go on then, you go first.
I'm Lisa and I run the Art Cafe here with Joe. We've been up here now running for just slightly over a year.
Brilliant.
And yes, we're enjoying it, and we work in good partnership, I think, don't we?
Sometimes.
Yeah, so I'm Jo, and yeah, we had Potter Inn before for 10 years, and now the Art Cafe.
Brilliant.
With a lovely cafe in it, with the pottery painting.
I was going to say, you walk in, and obviously you've got the coffee area straight away.
Yes.
And then you've got loads of tables with loads of different activities that people can do. So did you want to talk to people about what they can do when they actually get inside?
Yes. So we've got, the shop is actually sort of quite long and narrow. So the front part of the shop, we have all our delicious cakes lined along the whole of the counter.
And they are very good.
They are very good. Unfortunately for us, we are now definitely sizes bigger than when we were when we first started. But that's by the by. And then we have all the rest of the pottery painting. We have mosaicing. We have takeaway kits for children for things to do at home. Mm-hmm. And they can also do them here. But the majority of what people do in the studio, I'd say, would be the pottery painting.
Yeah.
And the mosaicing, generally. The pottery painting they can do on the day, and then they have to come back the following week to collect it because we have a rather large kiln downstairs, which keeps us toasty warm in the winter, which we fire and glaze all our own pottery in. Mm-hmm. So it takes a week for that process to happen, and then they come back and collect it.
Brilliant. So someone comes in just for a coffee or a cake and they want to do something like this. How long can that process kind of take?
It can take anything from 30 minutes to 2 hours.
Okay.
And most people stay around 2 hours.
If you want to take that.
And we always say to people to allow at least an hour and a half to do the activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And in terms of the... Okay, so as well as obviously just coming in and walking straight in, I believe you do parties and events as well, is that right? Or you have done in the past?
We do parties for children, parties for adults, hen parties, corporate parties, and baby showers. So we have got a private party room downstairs that holds up to 20 people, and most people will book it. It's got its own toilet, and it's good fun down there. People can have their own music, and we've got Bluetooth, and we cater to all the different events.
Brilliant. So, so if you come in and there's a party downstairs and you just want a coffee, you can still have a coffee at the same time.
Yes, and then a lot of the children's parties, the parents will stay upstairs in the coffee area, have tea and cake, and then when the children are finished, they'll go down to collect them.
Brilliant. So it's nice and relaxed.
Yep.
Easy to
We try and do everything relaxed.
Nice, cool. Come back in.
Thank
We're obviously live at the Art Cafe, so the phone will ring, customers will come in. It's all good fun.
Absolutely.
It just shows you're busy, which is good. So we were just talking about some of the parties. So what other kind of events and parties have you done in the past?
We do hen parties.
Okay.
We do baby showers. Adult birthday parties, and we do quite a few corporate events and team building events where we have companies come in, and depending on the numbers, we normally split them into two groups, and we have what we call a mosaic challenge, where we either they design a design that's relevant to their work, and we create a mosaic pattern for them to follow. So then they have to, half of them work on a team to do the mosaic, whilst the other half, we get them to paint their colleague or their opposite number a mug.
Okay.
So something that's relevant to each other, or they can do it just for themselves if they want to.
We had Jaguar Land Rover do an amazing discovery in Mosaic, didn't we?
Yes, it looked fantastic on a Union on a Union Jack background.
Yeah,
with a discovery in the middle, and it looked great.
That's really cool.
It was a job well done.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've also had National Grid as well, and they do the same sort of events, and we can also provide them with a lunch if they're coming for a longer day session, then we can do a lunch in between. Or we have had another group from Jaguar Land Rover who came in the morning, and we supplied them with porridge and croissants and
different ways you can help them, depending on obviously what they're looking for and what time they come down. You can cater for them.
Yeah, I mean, normally they would come. The events will normally take about two and a half hours, possibly three. Because I think people are always underestimate. They get quite engrossed into what they're doing, so sometimes it takes longer than which they anticipated. but mostly about 2.5 to 3 hours for a sort of a corporate event.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's cool. And when you set up the Art Cafe, was this part of the business always going to be really important to you, rather than as well as a coffee shop, or was it kind of, are they interlinked, I suppose, is the question?
I think they are. I think people love to paint, and they like to eat and have a drink, because it is quite often they're here for 2 hours. Some people are here for 3 hours. So they do like to go and get a piece of cake. All our cake is homemade by the lovely Sarah that works here as well.
Cool.
And our food is all homemade. So we pride ourselves on, they can make a personalised gift and have, you know, homemade food. And that's something that you don't get in many high streets.
No, not at all. And leading on from that, cake. We all like cake.
Cake.
What's your favourite cake that you sell here? I know.
I think mine would probably be... I think I'd have two in a short running. I think the one would be the triple chocolate cake.
Yeah.
And the other is the carrot cake. Sarah's carrot cake is delicious. I know it's an old favourite, but can't beat it.
No, that's fair.
And it's one of your five a day.
Can't go wrong. You can't beat it.
I don't need any more excuses than that.
No, not at all. How about yourself?
Yeah, well, now you've said that, I was just going to say the angel cake. So we got Sarah to make that.
Oh,
so we sort of designed it and got Sarah to make it, and it's been really popular, hasn't it?
About 6 months ago.
It's three layers of different colours, and it's got cream, and it's decorated with all sorts, and oh, it's amazing. But then I do like the carrot cake as well.
When I came down here a while ago, I had the carrot cake, and it was amazing.
The carrot cake is amazing.
The carrot cake stood out for me.
It's
coffee
soft,
good.
It's got carrots in it. Oh, it's lovely. It's just heaven.
There you go. Sweet. On that note, if someone wanted to come down and test out the cake or check out the events and check out the activities you've got down here, how would they get in contact with you, and where are you located?
We're located in Regent Street. We're at the end going out towards Warwick Way.
Okay.
So normally we give people a pointer as the Paprika Indian restaurant. We're directly opposite them and the hat shop. We're number 27.
Okay.
View Cinema is a good location if people aren't in town, because most people know View Cinema. We're only a couple of minutes, and St Peter's Car Park, I would say, if they're not local.
Yeah, St Peter's Car Park is the closest multi-storey car park.
Yeah.
And it is actually one of the cheaper ones. You can park in there £4 for all day.
Okay, that's good.
So it's quite good for us to be back close by.
Actually, that is very good. £1 for all day, that is.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't realise that. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. And are you on social media, and have you got websites and that kind of thing?
We have got a website, and it's artcafe.co.uk.
Cool.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And every day we do post all our activities. We do lots of children's workshops and all the new pottery that we get in and the lovely new food that we get in, so people can see all the new stuff that's happening.
Perfect. That's cool. Any last words?
No, I mean, we'd love to see people come down and join it. If anybody wants to call us and ring us about any bookings for parties, you can book online on our website, or you can actually give us a ring on 01926 885566, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
Maybe she means 88665655.
Yes.
So just to make sure, what telephone number can they get you on?
It's 01926 88665655.
Brilliant. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa and Joe, for that absolutely cracking interview. Now remember, if you want to get onto the podcast, it's dead easy. All you need to do is let me know and get in contact with me through social media. So my name's Gary Jones, and you can contact me via Leamington Hour on Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. Now the original interviews are always aired on Radio Warwickshire on my Leamington Hour radio show. Now that airs every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening, and every Wednesday between 5 and 6. Now we've got a great lineup of interviews lined up for the next 4 or 5 weeks, so hope you enjoy them. Leave me feedback if you want, share them with your mates, and have a great time. Have a good week, everyone.